Hello, this is episode 8 of the Teen Podcast. I'm Nisha. So I was going to take a break this week, but I thought I'd record a very simple podcast on why I'm taking a break. There's two skills that we don't teach you in education, and I think are probably two of the most important skills for life. One is reflection, which I'm sure I'll do a whole podcast on at some point. Because without reflection, you really don't realize how far you've come or what's left to discover. It's like the biggest learning tool. It's the biggest check-in ability. And the second one is that we basically spend, on average, about at least 14 years teaching you how to function in a hamster wheel, how to meet deadlines, how to have due dates for assignments, how to have continuous pressure to performing, completing projects, meeting deadlines, meeting targets in the workplace. But we never ask you to stop and marinate and to think about when you're actually ready to do a task. Like I always say that people spend an awful lot of time sitting at computer screens trying to do something that they haven't completed yet in their head. And so there's several podcasts brewing in me for you. There's one particularly on psychological speak and the kind of bombardment that's on social media, particularly on Instagram, around wellness, trauma, psychobabble, an entire influx on narcissism. And much of it is very negative, it's very inaccurate, it's very misleading. You could be left to continually feel that there's something wrong with you, that there's some sort of massive suffering journey you need to go on to look at your childhood. It seems to be like the new kind of pattern to go back and sort of dissect your life and find something wrong with it and find excuses and reasons for why you're the way you are now, rather than sort of focusing on your strengths and your talents, the things you're good at, and just actually learning how to drop into your feelings, which is a big part back to reflection. But I know I'm not ready to really talk about that. I've just talked about it very generically to you, but I haven't fully integrated the conversation in me. And until I have, I won't bring it to you. And that's one of the ways that I manage to bring very complicated topics to people in a very simple way, in a very short time span. It's the ability to take that time to think and to decide when I'm ready to do it. And that's something that we don't give you that space in school. We don't always tell you how to go about a task in a way that allows you to do it efficiently. And one of those ways is actually to not sit down and do it till you're ready. One of those ways is to do reading around it that's a bit more open, a bit more expansive, to inspire yourself, to sort of let yourself passively think about something as you're playing sports or bringing the dog for a walk, or whether you're playing a musical instrument or even watching a Netflix series. It's that way to allow yourself think space. And I often joke that even in school, there are many people that they need that think space before they start a task. Some people need to get stuck in and have a go and get it wrong first and then sort of correct it. But some people need to sit back and pause for a minute and think about what they want to do. And we're inclined to helicopter, micromanage teaching now. Sort of spoon feed you. Sort of demand that you instantly start a task rather than you think about what you want to do. So there are many ways that we don't allow you to innately work the way you're built to work, because we've decided that there's a certain way to meet deadlines. And much of school, and actually traditionally it was set up during the Industrial Revolution to meet those needs. And no one's sort of gone, well, actually, the needs have changed. Those needs were always capitalistically driven. They weren't filled with any sense of equality or equity. And there was much wrong with them. And as a society, we can see that there's much wrong with the way that we school now. And so many of the people who don't fit in or question it or don't like it or challenge it or simply don't perform are actually people that have an innate ability to perform in the world differently and in a way actually better, if you can hold on to that. So I'm not ready to do those podcasts, and that's okay.